Emily's here with the press review today. She's starting off in Israel. What are the papers saying about the latest from there, Emily?
Yeah, well, Israel's strikes on Gaza have killed dozens over the weekend, but most papers are focusing on the IDF's plan to take over Gaza. Let's start in Israel with the Times of Israel. They have this article here today, which goes over the proposal. They say the IDF plans to capture 75% of Gaza in the next few months. It would mean that 2 million Palestinians would be pushed into three small safer zones, which amount to less than 25% of the Gaza Strip. But there's one part of the plan in particular that's caused alarm in the papers, and that's the joint Israeli and American proposal for a new aid delivery mechanism, which is set to start today. Now, the Washington Post is looking at that in their this article here, and the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation in particular, which it says raises questions of morality and workability. Now, the foundation would be responsible for distributing aid in Gaza. This article says that two military organizations have been contracted to assist the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, Safe Reach Solutions and UG Solutions. Now, Haaretz is looking at those organizations into more detail, and they argue that they don't look like humanitarians. This article warns that Safe Reach Solutions was created by a former CIA official and is a merger of other private military companies, including Academy, or formerly called Blackwater. And Blackwater was known for its activities in Iraq, most notably the Nisour Square massacre, which saw 17 Iraqi civilians killed. Meanwhile, the second military organization, UG Solutions, is headed by a self-confessed, quote, degenerate who joined the US Army to inflict pain on the people who inflicted it on his country. Now, questions over transparency have led to this article in Arab News today. The resignation of the CEO of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, as announced early this morning. Former CEO Jake Wood said he was stepping down after realising that implementing the plan was not possible whilst, quotes, also strictly adhering to humanitarian principles.
To Strasbourg now, the Council of Europe defending the European Court of Human Rights over the weekend. What's this about?
Yes, well, let's start with our colleagues at RFI. They have this article today. Their headline reads, "The Council of Europe refuses to weaken the European Convention of Human Rights, a defeat for nine countries." The Secretary General of the Council of Europe, Alain Berset, rejected a demand by nine countries, led by Italy in particular. They asked for a reinterpretation of the European Convention of Human Rights, in particular on questions of migration. Now, this article says that Berset was unusually firm and said that debate is healthy, but politicising the courts isn't. Now, The Guardian is also taking a look at this story here and quoting Berset in their headline as well. This article highlights the fact that the European Court of Human Rights has ruled against Italy in multiple migration cases. It similarly ruled against many of the other nine countries who signed the letter. More than 30 cases are pending against Latvia, Lithuania and Poland, for instance, after allegations of pushing people back into Belarus to prevent them from claiming asylum in their countries.
Now, French authorities launching an investigation to blackouts, which struck partly as well the Cannes Film Festival, didn't they, Emily? How have the papers been talking about this one?
Well, it's on the front page of Aujourd'hui en France today. Sabotage sur la Côte d'Azur. Sabotage on the Côte d'Azur. Multiple power cuts occurred over the weekend and were later claimed by an anarchist group who were targeting the Cannes Festival. Now, Libération is also covering this story here with a quite topical headline, cut or coupé, usually heard around film sets. Now, that's a quote taken from the press release published by the anarchist group. French authorities are still investigating the acts of sabotage. They say 200,000 homes were impacted by the power cuts. Nevertheless, the Cannes closing ceremony still went on, as Variety reports today. The Palme d'Or was attributed to Iranian director Jafar Panahi for his film It Was Just an Accident. But if you feel like you've missed out on some of the drama of this year's festival, Stuart, you can have a look at this article in Vogue summarising the best bits, be it the outfit bans or the Mission Impossible premiere or this famous red carpet bee attack.
Attack, yes, exactly. On to sport now. It's been a bit of a weekend of retirements. Tell us who's retired then.
Well, most people, when they hear of retiring this weekend, are thinking of Nadal, like the Spanish paper La Marca here, and his retirement parade at Roland Garros. But meanwhile, in the UK, another sports star is retiring, and that's Gary Lineker, as is said here in the Daily Mail. The star broadcaster and former England international football player stepped down from his role as presenter of Match of the Day. The Guardian also carrying this story. He stepped down after 26 years in the job for sharing an anti-Semitic social media post, which he later deleted and apologised for. But nevertheless, transfer speculation is in full swing, with many people wondering if the BBC star will make a move to ITV to play for the rival team.
I'm sure he will not be off screens for long. Finally, from Emily, she's got coverage for us. Bit of a slow news day today. It's a snail festival, isn't it?
It's very good. Well, France is usually known for its snails, but it's the Catalans today who are celebrating the slimy delicacies at a three-day festival. 200,000 people munch their way through at least 15 tons of snails. I've got photo evidence for you here. That's a lot snails in what looked like a large-scale gastropod gastropub. I'm not sure that I would be going there for the dish, but maybe for the outfits, which I think would suit me particularly here.
I think you could do it. You could do the press review with one of those in front of you.
Maybe one morning. Yeah.
Never eaten snails, I have to be honest with you.
Neither have I, but
well, there you go.
Staying away.
I'm sure they're very lovely, really. Emily Bowles, press review on France 24. I'd rather have the costume as well.